Thank you for holding. This is Morgan and Fraud speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, yes. I noticed I was just telling him that I had a couple charges here on my Visa card, something about for $56.95 that I purchased, and I don't recognize these charges.
Yes, sir. Can I get your first and last name?
Francisco Herrera.
And could you verify your mailing address?
Pardon me?
Your mailing address?
Oh, 904 Harbor Place, Woodland, California. 95695.
Yes, sir. One moment. Yes, and I do see where there's a order placed for a tactical bag. You don't recall placing that order?
For a bag? Yes, I did that one, the bag. I think I saw a bag in there, like a backpack. Is that like a backpack?
Yes, sir. So you do recall placing that order?
Yes, I remember placing that order.
Yes, sir. So when you place that order, that's an entry gift into our subscription. So this wouldn't be a case for fraud because you placed your order for the bag, which is what started the subscription.
I'm sorry, but there was nothing there. It said that I was subscribing to anything. I saw the bag for the price, and I thought it was a good price, so I purchased it. But there was nothing there that we're gonna that I can see that were charging me $56.95, and now I have charged twice.
Yes, sir. It states in the terms and conditions that that is an entry gift for joining our subscription. You also would have had to agree that you read and understood the terms and conditions.
56, what is the 56 for?
It's for our monthly subscription, where you get a $125 gift card towards any purchase on our website.
You gave me a gift, what? I don't understand. I didn't subscribe to anything, so how are we going to get this
when
resolved?
When you place the order for the tactical bag, that's what started the subscription. That product is a gift for joining the subscription. We can go ahead and have that canceled. That stops any future billings. We can issue a partial refund for 35% on that charge.
Oh, just cancel it for me. Whatever it is, I don't even know what this is, so go ahead and cancel it.
Would you like the partial refund?
Of course. I want the full refund, but if you cannot do that, I think it's a little bit of a scam, but I can't do anything about it. I don't even know what you're talking about. You know, there was nothing there that it said that I was subscribing. Why do I subscribe for something for $56.95 a month? Don't you think that that's a lot of money that I would have thought about it?
Yes, sir. However, it's stated on the website
that it's
a subscription.
What would I subscribe for? What was that going to give me? $56.95, it was going to give me what?
You get a $125 gift card towards any purchase
website. How come I haven't got any gift cards?
It would have been sent by email to jahesa51@gmail.com.
I have not received anything or nothing. I do receive the charges, but I have not received anything. If that would have been the case, which is even with that, I think I would have signed up for it.
Yes, sir. It could have been sent to your spam email, but it shows we've already emailed that. We can issue a 50%
refund.
Can
you confirm that you sent me that what you said you did?
You'd have to check your email. As a courtesy, we can offer a 50% refund, but that's the most we could offer. Would you like the cancellation number?
Okay. Yes. Yes, please.
C as in Charlie. 26-01-05-16-3.
What is the number you gave me?
It's a confirmation number.
Confirmation number. Okay, hold on. I didn't hear that. Okay, what can you start the number for me?
C as in Charlie.
C as in Charlie.
26.
26.
10.
10.
51.
63. 51.
51-53? That's correct.
Okay. That's it?
That's correct.
So this confirmation number that I my order, I mean, the subscription is being canceled.
That's correct.
Okay, so you said I'm gonna receive 50%.
That's correct. In 3 to 5
days. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for our customer support. Yep, great.
All right. Bye.